Let your moderation be known to all men, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are a number of erroneous opinions about how to raise children, and they are erroneous because these positions are against the natural law or against God's law as he is revealed in the Bible or through tradition. And it also is erroneous because it fails in a proper understanding of human nature as laboring under original sin. Now, there are sins that arise from these errors, and they fall under each one of those categories. That is, the natural law, God's law, and a failure to understand human nature. And the sins against children, insofar as they are natural law, are many, one of which is when parents hate their children. And you see this from time to time when parents will have particular likes and dislikes for the various children. Also, parents sin against their children, according to the natural law, by cursing them. That is, by wishing bad things for them or willing bad things for them. Parents sin against their children when they give scandal to them by cursing, that is, by using foul language in their midst, or by drinking to the point of excess, that is, by drunkenness and things of this sort, that is, by their sins. Children learn what they see, and it becomes their behavior when they see it. And if they do this because they learned it from you, you are culpable for their behavior, and so you must be very careful. Also, parents sin by allowing their children to grow up in ignorance, idleness, and sin. Idleness, they sin, the parents sin, when they allow their children to play too many video games or watch too much TV or things of this sort. Parents fail by sinning to keep watch over the company that their children keep. For example, who are their friends and things of this sort. They also fail when they do not pay close attention to the books that they're reading. They also fail when their parents do not watch over carefully the particular programs on TV which the children watch, and also the websites that they visit on the internet. Parents have an obligation to make sure regarding the internet that it is the bad sites are properly blocked so that the children cannot view them. Parents fail by neglecting the bodily health of their children, or by becoming too fixated on their bodily health, which is more of the problem today. Parents sin against divine law regarding their children when they do not conduct the house according to charity, but according to the appetites of the parents. That is, when parents do not do everything within the family for the glory of God and for the children's spiritual well-being, but for their own likes and dislikes. Parents sin against the divine law by failing to keep demonic influences out of the home. And this is either due to their own sin, which invites the demonic into the house, or by not praying and doing penance sufficiently to keep the demonic at bay, that is, keep them away from their children so that the children are protected. Fatherhood and motherhood find its most perfect expression in providing for and protecting their children spiritually. Parents sin against the divine law by unduly deferring a child's baptism, that is, by letting it go longer than 2 weeks, which is the general rule which the theologians say. Parents sin against the divine law by failing to instruct their children in the faith, both as to the knowledge of the faith and as to the practice, that is, as to the encouragement of the practice of the faith. Sending your child to the Catholic school does not suffice. You have to make sure that what they are getting is what they need. Parents in the prior generations who sent their children to the Catholic schools, presuming that they would get what is necessary, failed, not necessarily voluntarily, but they failed in their essential obligations to make sure that their children were learning what they needed, and to make sure that their children were not being taught heresy. Parents sin against the divine law by sending their children to Protestant or other dangerous schools, and by dangerous can even mean Catholic schools, given the current situation in the church. Parents sin against the divine law by neglecting to direct their children to attend Holy Mass and to refrain from unnecessary servile work and commerce on Sundays and holy days of obligation. Parents sin against the divine law by neglecting their children, by not directing them to frequently receive the sacraments and to make use of the church's various spiritual means in order to stay out of sin and to save their souls. Sins which occur because of a failure to understand human nature as laboring under sin include things such as being too harsh or cruel in correction. This is against the natural law, because it's too harsh is a sin against justice, and if it's too cruel, it's a sin against justice. But it's also harmful for the children psychologically, because they lose heart, because they begin to think that nothing they do will please their parents. And they also learn to be harsh and cruel. Parents sin in this regard also when they fail to correct their children. Our Lord said, it's not just my teaching, because it's not, it's God's teaching. Spare the rod, spoil the child. If you do not correct your child, which includes moderated corporal punishment, you will be guilty for the errors that arise in your child because of the lack of correction. Aristotle makes the observation that children learn by pleasure and pain, even at a very young age, that is around one or so, which means that you have to associate pain with bad behavior and reward with good behavior. So that means you not only have to, which is a tendency of some traditions, to always correct their children and always to punish their children when they do something wrong, but rarely do they reward their children when they do what is right. It doesn't mean always that the children will understand why they're being punished or corrected, but that's not the point. The point is you want to make an association of the immoral and bad behavior with pain, because that's what they're going to suffer in hell if you don't get them straightened out. This failure to correct the child, that is, that if you spare the rod and spoil the child as a result of it, violates a divine precept that parents are to take care of their children. And it is also against the natural law. It is a want of concerning of correcting their faults. Parents fail to require responsibility for the actions of their child. Now, you see this from time to time. It's something which seems to have been noted, particularly of the children of the hippie generation. Not all of them, of course, but many of them. The child will act up in school. The teacher corrects the child, and then the parents get on the teacher because of the fact that they corrected them. In other words, there's no understanding that the responsibility was that the child misbehaved. When I grew up, if you misbehaved in class, you might have gotten smacked by the teacher, but then you went home and got smacked. But this is because your parents had to reinforce that bad behavior is not going to be tolerated. But in point in fact, when parents do that, when they defend their child when it has done something wrong, they undermine the proper moral formation of their child. So parents have to make sure that their children are held responsible for their actions. Parents also have to provide opportunities for being responsible, that is, through work and chores and cleaning the house and things of this sort. Parents sometimes sin by overprotecting their children from life's difficulties. Now, this might seem counterintuitive, but in point in fact, as Fulton Sheen says, maturity comes from either responsibility or suffering. Those are the two means by becoming mature. This includes a failure in which they shelter their children without a due cause, or they don't shelter them when it's necessary, for example, from the evil things of the world. But since maturity comes from responsibility and suffering, we begin to see why there has been such a failure in the way people have raised their children in the last two generations, what is sometimes called the greatest generation, because it endured the Second World War, that is, it fought the Second World War, and it went through the Depression, is in point in fact one of the worst generations, because they, having gone through the Depression and having gone through the Second World War, they were determined not to make their children suffer that and to provide for them. So they did not deny their children, which means that they were the first ones who did not hold their children's feet to the fire when they did things that were wrong. They withheld a proper suffering from their children, and so the children didn't learn, they didn't mature. And so what happens? Because they did not hold their children's feet to the fire. We ended up with the hippie generation, the 60s, and the whole cultural meltdown. Now, I'm not saying that's where all the blame lies, but that's part of the problem. Then what happened? Because the hippies were not properly formed, they then turned around and did not pass the moral code to their children. And this is why their children are amoral. That is, they don't even know things like theft and things are this wrong. And therefore, responsibility and suffering, which were blocked from these generations, has resulted in immaturity. This is why kids are 35, 40 years of age and they're still at home watching TV most of the day. Those who do not expect anything from their children will get nothing from their children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.